Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally in the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhered to earlier ceasefire plans, they're doubtful the ceasefire can hold. On the streets of Damascus, many reacted regarding the agreement, both for and against the ceasefire. Abdullahi Alamori is a student there. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. He believes the truce is not like the previous one, and he said he is demanding the opposition separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States now and the United Nations, as well as non-governmental groups active in Syria, is to arrange broader access to humanitarian aid. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of an anti-government armed group led by former warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations. Both sides expected to sign a deal. Groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the world have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual five-day Hajj. Ahmed Al-Saman is a pilgrim from Egypt. He says, "This is beautiful. The feelings are great." He wishes Muslims from everywhere could be there. Iran is boycotting this year's Hajj, citing Saudi incompetence and poor response by health and safety officials. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede in the city of Mecca. This is not the first time Iran has boycotted the Hajj, but it comes at a time when tensions with rival Saudi Arabia are at a record high over conflicts in Syria and Yemen, where Tehran and Riyadh support opposite sides. 15 years ago today, commercial planes were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, the U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon outside Washington, and another crashing into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks took nearly 3,000 lives on September the 11th, 2001. President Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence. That'll be from the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. In U.S. presidential politics, Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton apologized partially for calling supporters of her Republican opponent Donald Trump deplorables, but she went on to say it is deplorable that Trump has built his campaign largely on prejudice and paranoia and given a national platform to hateful views and voices. Earlier, the Trump campaign pounced on Clinton's comments, criticizing her for disrespecting voters. Latest round of rhetoric between the campaigns comes as national polls show Trump gaining ground on Clinton.
That's the latest world news from VOA.